Spain, I assume you would want to see here the word should? Any comments? No? Okay. Then we go down. I think we were at the joint sessions. This defines only who pays what, who does what. So this has not changed. This is more organization coordination among organizations. Paragraph 27, again, lists the possibility of online and hybrid meeting formats, which addresses the comment by the Russian Federation. Whenever authorized, for the moment we're not authorized to use it for formal meetings, but we certainly will if we're authorized and have the means to do so. We have then 28, nothing has changed there. The paragraph 29, which is about the joint working party on forest products, statistics, economics, and management. This is, for the moment, held still in brackets because we will see what the task force has done on this. Joint publications, nothing has changed. Communication, broader engagement, nothing has changed. The teams of specialists, as you know, these are teams of specialists established under COFI. We have listed those that are relevant for the for this integrated program of work. We have not included the team of specialists on boreal forests because boreal forests are not covered by this integrated program of work. They're covered by the COFI program of work. So only those that are covered or that do work that is related to the integrated program of work are listed in the annex. Any question on the teams of specialists? We had quite an extensive discussion back in at the working party, and I think Ekrem and I explained the financing mechanisms and the organizational mechanisms. Thank you. Then the principles, the guiding principles, again here nothing has changed. This is the same as was there before. We can scroll down. And that would be the end of this part. We have also looked at Annex 1 together with the Bureau, with the Joint Bureau. And revised this a bit to make clear what is missing and where funds should be allocated, which organization does what. As Ekrem said, this is still something that needs to be reviewed by FAO management. So I would not go into too much detail right now. We do have a question mark around the team of specialists on forest communication. This is a question mark that, or this is something we won't be able to solve today, but it is whatever the decision next year, and this is a decision that is not taken in the joint session, it's taken by COFI. The Forest Communicators Network will not disappear. It will always be there and be financed by FAO. It will just no longer be a team of specialists under UNECE. So this is the story here. I invite you all to have a look because now it's really listed according to the themes that are included in this revised version. And again, it needs to be reviewed also by FAO before we can take a final decision on what organization does which activity. We will update here. I think nothing has changed. Circular approaches are there. You can remove the brackets. It's part, and the name has not changed either. Thank you, Foresight. And we come to the end of the document, capacity building, communication. You can go down. And here the list of teams of specialists that support, which is the one on monitoring sustainable forest management, the one on sustainable forest products, the one on forest products and wood energy statistics, the one on Outlook to be relaunched in 2027, the one, the communicators network, as you see here, the proposal is one that also came up during the working party, no decision to be taken right now. The one on boreal forest is not listed here because boreal forests are not covered by this part of the program of work, but under the COFI program of work. Any questions? Finland.